Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. 17 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And that's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please go there and listen to the podcasts, read the articles, watch the videos, take the poll question. We ask you a different question every week. We want to know what you think when you click your answer. By the way, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And then, of course, you can subscribe to my newsletter where you'll find out before everybody else what we've been up to, what our new stuff is, and who's going to be on the show the coming week. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. A 15-year-old website. We've been doing this for 15 years. This month, next week after next, is the 15th anniversary of our show. So looking forward to that. Bob Prosen is our guest. He's the president and CEO of Prosen Center for Business Advancement, the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye. We're talking about the dynamic that we have going on right now between prospective employers and prospective employees. Bob, help us out. What else do we need to know?
Well, Jim, you know, you and I both, we're all about helping your listeners do better in life. And the thing that I want to offer people right now, and I want everybody just to write this down, you need to figure out how to convert your skills into problem-solving capabilities. And I want you to go to mycareeraccelerator.com and download a free skills and expertise template. Go do this. It's free. MyCareerAccelerator.com. Download it. Start positioning yourself or a friend that you know who needs work. Start positioning yourself in front of employers that Jim and I are saying need your help.
How about what if an employer had a prospective employee, like I told you about the one that I mentioned earlier. What would be wrong with realizing that I've got somebody sitting in front of me that's probably a good person? I believe they got a good work ethic, a good character. I know a little bit about them. I know they have the skills that I need, but I don't have their attention. I don't have their attitude or their perspective on what they can do for me isn't right yet. What if an employer said, "Tell you what I want you to do, go to this website and come back and tell me what you learned from that, and then let's talk again."
That would help employers a lot. That's
so,
a win
so
for
here,
everybody.
So, folks, think about this. This is Bob's website. It's something he's been working on. I'm proud of him for that. Give it to us again, Bob.
It's mycareeraccelerator.com.
So is it going to cost me anything to take that, to do that?
It's free. Take it. It's information
right,
you need.
So employers, if you're in that situation, just say, "Hey, look, I got some homework for you. I'm interested in you. I'm not making any promises right now, but I do think you're a suspect. You're a prospect for us. We're looking at different people, but do yourself a favor. Do you and me a favor. Go to my career. Say it again.
My career accelerator.
Accelerator.com. And go there and take that, do what it says there, and then come back and let's talk about that. Wouldn't that, looks to me like that'd be a good plan.
Jim, it's really good. I'm in front of, you know, tons and tons of business leaders, so I showed them this the other day when I was out traveling. They loved it. They said if employees who want jobs would position themselves this way, they would get hired. Isn't that a powerful statement?
Yeah, absolutely. But, of course, they've got to have, you know something else that I'd like to say to people who are unemployed, whenever I have left a company for whatever reason, almost all the time of my own home free will, I sat down and would dust off my resume again, right?
Correct.
And all of a sudden, I would realize that if somebody had walked up to me before I started that process and they said, "Jim, tell me what you can do for me," I wouldn't have done as good a job in that, just off the cuff, as I would have done after I sat down, looked at my resume again, and said, where I had said, "Wait a minute, I've learned some things. I'd forgotten that I've learned this, I've learned that." And so by that process, I actually was able to understand that I was more valuable to people than I thought than I would have been before I started the process.
That is such a great story, and I hope everybody heard what you said. I was on FoxNews.com, and I'm headed out to California to go on the Hallmark Channel next week to show them how to put together a one-sheet instead of a resume, a one-sheet that captures an employer's attention because it's all about the employer.
Give us an example of what that would look like.
That one-sheet is a glossy piece of paper. Matter of fact, just go again to MyCareerAccelerator.com. You'll learn more about this, but it's a one-sheet of paper on both sides. It's done professionally. The top part of it says, this is the problem that this employer is facing, and you describe the problem. The next section, how you would solve that problem. On the back side, recommendations and testimonials from people you've worked with, and the final section on the bottom, your contact information.
But you also have to be able to bring to the table some kind of understanding to let this person on the other side of the desk know that your approach, your comments, the things you think you can do for this company are not generic. You've overlaid your skills to what this company does.
That's exactly right. That's called research. And finding a good job these days requires a ton of research because it's hard to get a great job.
Yeah, it really is. And I'll tell you something else. When the country starts going again, if we can get this recovery really off the ground, that part's not going to change, is it?
It really won't. You know, it's always hard to find good people. Right now it's even harder. But when times are good, think about how difficult it is. You get flooded with all these resumes. You don't know who to look at. How do you stand out above the crowd, above the noise, so you, the employer, say, I want to talk to that guy or that gal?
MyCareerAccelerator.com.
Yes, Jim.
Is that right? All right. Stand by, folks. Take a quick break. Right back with our good friend Bob Prosen. More to come after these messages. Tintil, here's Jerry and the Pacemakers to take us out. That's Jerry with a G.
It's torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.